Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Andy J Podcast. The Andy J Podcast. The Andy J Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the very latest Andy J podcast. We have one that is full of joy and fun and happiness for you this week because, frankly, we could all use a bit, couldn't we? We could all use a bit of light and love right now. Challenging times abound for all. What I can say is that my guest today, she is known and has got used to people shouting Stacey at her, and they have done for many, many years. She is Stacey from Gavin and Stacey. She was also a porn star in Love Actually, and she's had many, many more roles and is also presenting on The Pet Show on ITV with Dermot O'Leary and many other things. She's a busy lady, and she's also managed to fit in having four children throughout her incredible career. She's the wonderful Joanna Page. Now, we're going to jump straight in with this one, but just to say, if you're listening in real time, this is the first of two episodes coming out of the Andy J Pod this week in a couple of days' time. I hope you like your cool music, because Billy Duffy, probably the greatest living guitarist of all time right now, he, from The Cult, will be joining me for a special episode in a couple of days. So, if you've got your alerts set, you'll see that drop in your pod box in a couple of days' time. For now, though, here is the wonderful ray of sunshine, light and love that is Joanna Page.
The Andy J Podcast.
I am thrilled to welcome the wonderful Joanna Page. How are you doing, Joanna?
I'm very well. I'm feeling quite proud of myself with that introduction. I'm thinking I have done rather well, haven't I?
You really have. I mean, yeah, let's look in the dictionary. What does winning look like? Joanna Page.
I don't know how I've managed to have four children in amongst doing all of that as well.
That's the thing. As a father of three, that's the thing that blows my mind most of all, actually. Not to take anything away from your incredible, incredible careers, but four kids as well. You must be shattered.
I know, yes, we are quite tired, but I don't know, after having the three, you sort of get used to being in that tired zone all the time. So I've got to be honest, the tiredness doesn't really affect me that much anymore, because I'm used to getting by on quite, you know, no sleep at all. I mean, Beau, our smallest, she's 14 weeks now, and last night, she's just brilliant through the day, but then last night, she goes into the witching hour around about 5 o'clock, and it lasted until midnight. And I was so tired and so physically exhausted from trying to rock her, feed her, push her in the pram, put her in the car seat, take her outside. She just, I mean, and I looked at her and I just thought, you are so tired. Please just go to sleep. And then it must have been, I think it was about 1:30 or 1 a.m, she eventually went. But then she lasted all the way through until it was about 6 o'clock this morning. So I just got an uninterrupted sleep rather than her feeding all the way through the night. So it kind of was a bit better.
I was going to say, that's not a bad trade-off. Six hours straight. I haven't had that for years. Take that.
I know, yeah.
Oh, glorious.
But you sort of, you have three, don't you? And then that seems really hectic and manic. So then pushing it to the fourth, I've got to be honest, isn't that much more difficult? I think going from one child to two is a real shock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, having to do two things at the same time. And then I think three is just like, whoa, we are just like, you know, it's like a farm here now. And then any more than I think three is just like, yeah, we just come as a team. There's a load of us and there's a lot of noise. And we're quite relaxed then.
To be fair, certain things happen at three where you've made that change. So lots of people stop inviting you over to stay the night because there's too many of you. In fact, your friendship list does reduce the more children you have. You've got a massive vehicle to farm you all around in rather than something fun and exciting and fast. So you kind of, you're already set up, I guess.
Yes. Well, now we've got four. My husband has started saying, do we need like a transporter van type thing?
a minibus.
We are actually considering, having like a minibus or a van to drive around in. I mean, I suppose when the kids grow up and then they leave home, we can use it then to, like, I don't know what. I mean, transport. I could, you know, that could be my next career. I could be transporting goods for people or something and, you know, or doing a car boot sale at the back of a van. But yeah, we've gone into that level now of we need to have a van to transport everybody around.
This is an amazing idea that your third career, which will be in a, what, like 15, 18 years' time, woman with a van.
Yes, woman with a van. In my 60s or something, yeah, pushing my 60s, but I'd be like woman with a van. If you need any help moving house, anything at all, don't worry, I've done it with four children. I'll be there with my van.
You'd be amazing at it. I think that would be incredible. I mean, look, we're going to come on to motherhood because Mother's Day tomorrow, where we're going to talk about everything that means in a little bit, if that's all right. But I sort of touched on the kind of two big hits that kind of follow you everywhere. And I imagine it must be, I don't know if it's, well, you tell me, is it lovely and joyful and happy, or does it get a little bit tiring? Do people constantly still shout, Stacey, like in the street and stuff?
Yes, they do. It's so funny. Every single day I still get recognised. And I think it's because it's played just all the time on the TV. But I don't mind it, because I think in people's minds, I'm always going to be this 29-year-old, a bit like, you know, Felicity Kendall in The Good Life. And you yes. always think of her like that. So I'm thinking, well, that's okay that people always just imagine me like that in their minds. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, being an actress, I mean, you go to drama school and all you want to do is work. I mean, if it doesn't matter what you do. I just remember I wanted to work at the National. And when I was in RADA and I was in my second year, and we went for a trip to the National. I remember touching the stage and the floor and the Little Ten Theatre when we went up to have a look around. And I whispered to myself, I'm going to be here one day. And then that was my first ever job out of drama school. And that's all I wanted. I was just like, I'm happy now. I've done it. This is all I want. I just want to act and I want to be here. And then, but you don't ever expect to be in a show that the public really know or love, or that runs for a while, or that you sort of get well known for. I mean, it was so peculiar when all of that was happening, and so exciting. I just remember thinking, what? This doesn't happen to me. I mean, I don't get nominated for things on the telly, and, you know, the show gets nominated. This is just bizarre. And so it was so exciting, and it's just such an achievement, and just so brilliant, and I'm so lucky to have been in something like that. But if people want to keep calling me Stacey, you know, for the rest of my career, I think that's absolutely fine. I'm just trusted I got to be in something like that.
Well, yeah, but you continue to be in. I mean, you know, this is the thing. You say everyone remembers you in your late 20s, but you know, we all watched The Return, which was glorious. You don't age. What's the secret? It's clearly having loads of children and being exhausted.
Well, I think it's the genes on my dad's side, the Page genes, because my dad, who's just hit 70 now, he, oh my goodness, he just looks so good. I mean, and my auntie Heather, I remember when she was 50, she still looked like she was 30. I think it's all of the genes on my dad's side. All of his brothers and sisters and him look very, very young. And I would say that my mum does look incredibly young as well. But there's just something about my dad's side. We all just look incredibly young. And so it is funny. I do look at myself and think I never age. I think I've sort of reached a level now where my husband thinks I look like I'm sort of about, I don't know, 36 to late 30s, which I'm quite excited about, because, I mean, I've always been ID'd. I've never got into places. And now I'm like, oh, my goodness, I actually look like I'm in my 30s. I actually look like a woman. So it's quite exciting. But yeah, I just think it's the Welsh genes on my dad's side.
I love it. Well, we could all use, well, at least I could use some Welsh genes. You and I are pretty much the same age. In fact, you've just had your 45th birthday, the 23rd.
Yes, 23rd.
Many happy returns.
Thank you. When's your birthday?
Well, September, but we're both 1977. So, you know, we're near as damn it.
Yeah, so I'm slightly older than you then, aren't I?
You are, but you look, you know, 10, 15 years younger.
But I look 15 years younger.
If we were a couple, people would say that, you know, you were a gold digger. Yeah. That's the thing. They would look at me and go, he must be rich.
How do you feel about turning 45 this year then?
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds horrible, doesn't it? When you think of the age, it's like, oh, that's really, really old.
Yeah, we are still good, though. I think once you tip over and you get to 46, then it starts like, oh, my goodness, I am now closer to 50. 45, we're still okay. And then also, once you get to, like, 46, 47, 48, that all just merges into one for me. And I know as soon as I get there, I'm not going to remember how old I am anymore.
I like that. Yeah. You know, that makes sense. I mean, no, it's true, though, isn't it? I think once you have kids, your age kind of becomes irrelevant, because you sort of move from being a person who identifies with an age to a person who's a parent who identifies with the age of your eldest kid.
Yes, that is true, isn't it? And also, there's so much going on that, and like, there's so many names to remember. Like when I'm trying to speak to one of my children, there's like Eva, Bo, and the dog's name come into it as well, like Rusty, Lola, and then I eventually get to the person's name. So trying to remember a number of my age on top of all of that, I just think I'm limited. I just can't get there. So yeah, so the age is just slowly just going to go.
I love it. Oh, well, you've made me feel a lot better. September can come and I'll be fine. Thank you for thank you for the reassurance. It's we're very aligned in our level of tiredness and age. It's a good thing, Joanna. I'm really happy about this. Look, I have been told, I really shouldn't ask this. I've been told not to ask this. So I'm going to do it anyway. And if you stay silent, then I understand. But obviously we saw a big finale to Gavin and Stacey when it returned, and it finished on a cliffhanger, and I've been told I'm not allowed to ask, do you think it might come back? But do you think it might come back?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know, because we never know. I never ask them if they're going to do any more, and they keep us in the dark. They never, ever tell us. So I thought it was all completely finished and over last time. And then, I mean, I only found out we were doing it again when Ruth phoned and said, do you want to do, you know, the special? And I didn't know they were writing it. I thought it was all completely over. And so they've not given us any signs that they're going to do another one. So I wouldn't be surprised if they left us all hanging and they never, ever did another one again. And they just left us all wondering, you know, what happened. And then I also wouldn't be surprised if I suddenly got a phone call from Ruth again going, right, okay, we're going to do another one. So either way, I think it will be great. I mean, I'm dying to know, because when I read the last special, I was reading it on my phone in the car park, and I was just scrolling up, and then I could see, you know, that she got down on one knee, and then she proposed, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then suddenly I kept trying to scroll. I was like, oh my goodness, it's the end. What? I can't believe they've left us like that. So I've sort of morphed now into not even being in it, sort of being like the rest of the audience. Because they just don't tell us anything. So I'm a bit like, well, what? You know, are they going to get married? Does he say yes? What's going to happen?
Brilliant.
So I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue.
I've got an idea,
Joanna. I think we'd all love to. It's like we're all like a family. So I think if they said they were going to do more, then we'd all be definitely wanting to do it, because it's great working with them all. But I think I'll probably find out probably about a week before anybody else does if they ever do one.
They're going to wait till you're the lady with a van. That's what they're going to do. They're going to wait till then.
I'll tell you what, if they do another special, I hope they do it soon, because, I mean, sitting there for the press screening and seeing yourself up on a huge, big cinema screen after having three children and it's 10 years later was a bit shocking and a bit like, oh my gosh. You know, so I hope they don't leave it another blinking 10, 20 years. I still want to look good.
I know exactly what you mean. As a TV presenter, Joanna, I do not like HD, and I really don't like UHD. I'm like, come on, it does not need to be ultra. You can see...
Yes, everything.
It's not kind. It's not kind, but it's okay. This is the path we have chosen to tread. Now, look, I'm curious about this, okay? You're a mother to four. I've obviously got three. We've both got pasts and we've both got history. And I'm at that point with my eldest. I think our eldest are both the same age, 8. You know, where they're starting to ask questions about who we used to be when we were growing up and all the rest of it. And I mentioned in my intro, you know, the whole porn star thing in Love Actually.
Yeah.
It's shown every Christmas. There's no getting away from it. Literally, every channel shows Love Actually pretty much 20 days in December. It's back to back. You're getting to the point where it's going to be unavoidable. Have they seen it? Have you discussed it with the kids? I mean, when do they get to see it?
No, they haven't yet. They haven't seen it. But I think that when they do, I think they'll probably enjoy it, because, I mean, we're very creative in the house, and so they're always dressing up and acting and being, you know, different people and different characters. And they know that, I mean, at the National on stage, I did this thing called The Mysteries, and I played Eve. And so I was on stage completely naked, you know, growing out of the ground and out of the earth, and, you know, being Adam and Eve. And so they know all about that. And they know that Mummy's, you know, done all sorts of things like that. And also, I mean, with my eldest, Eva, I think I breastfed her until she was about 3. And then, with all of the rest of them, I breastfed them for ages. So everybody basically in this house is still obsessed with my boobs. So I think when Love Actually, they get to see it, I think they'll find it absolutely wonderful, because they'll just be like, it's Mummy's boobs. This is completely obsessed with. I don't think for one single minute that they'll think it's awful, or they'll think anything at all. I think they'll just think it's probably absolutely hilarious. Because right now as well, they are obsessed with bums. and anything, any like poo or fart or bum, anything like that. So if they see a hint of a bottom or they see mummy's boobs, they would be in utter hysterics.
Amazing.
So I think they'd be quite fine about it, to be honest.
That's love. I mean, bums will always be fun, let's be fair.
Yes. and their father's bum has been on TV as well. So I think if they saw that, then they'd be in hysterics about that. But he hasn't told them that yet.
Well, it's a slightly different birds and the bees chat to most people, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, I think they'd be quite impressed as well, because, I mean, in their minds, we are so boring. I mean, the amount of times that Eva tells me that I'm very boring, or I've got wrinkly eyes now, or, I mean, in their minds, we are, you know, very responsible, and we're very stable, and we're very safe, and, you know, we are their parents. And and they're going through a phase now of calling us by our names. We're not being mummy and dad anymore. I'm being called Joe and Joanna all the time. We don't do that.
At least they're not calling you Stacey.
Yes, that's true. When I was doing the special, though, they called me Stacey Mum. I was called Stacey Mum for a while.
Brilliant.
But I think if they found out they find out that I've done Love Actually, I think they'll be quite impressed that their mum's had quite an exciting life in my 20s.
Hello, I'm Amber. I work with the team that bring you this show and the Driven Chat podcast. And we love that you're listening. It would be really cool if you could just chuck us 5 stars, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thank you.
The Andy J podcast.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. And in a way, it's almost like, oh, you don't think I'm cool? Follow that.
I know.
Slides the DVD across the table, sees the names Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson and so on, and there's mummy's name. Come on.
Yeah. I think when we get to the stage when they're trying to shock us, I think we'll be kind of all right, because I think we'll be like, well, there's not much you can do that's going to shock us too. We're both actors, and so I think we've been there and done it all.
I love it. Joanna, you sound so sort of happy and just a bundle of excited, joyful energy. Is life in general a happy place for you?
Yes, it is. It's very happy. I mean, I think, you know, having another baby has just added to all of it. It was a complete and utter surprise. And it's just been really lovely. And I think I'm very much... I live in the moment and day to day, and I'm quite impulsive, and I don't really worry about anything too much. I don't think you can when you've got 4 children. And so I think adding Beau to our family has just been so lovely. The kids are just, they're just being brilliant and having such a lovely time with her, and they've accepted her so brilliantly. I mean, when I first of all had Eva, when Kit came along, I think when he got 6 months old, I think she spent every day trying to kill him, because they were just so, so close in age. And it's lovely now that, you know, she's carrying Beau around everywhere, and it's just lovely. The sun's starting to shine, and, you know, everything is great. It's, you know, yeah, we're pretty happy at the moment, and things are going good. Right. I mean, I have had a good night's sleep. I mean, you should speak to me when she's given me no sleep, and I certainly won't sound like this. The sun's shining. I've had a coffee. The baby slept. Things are looking good.
Result. I mean, that's all you need, isn't it? I mean, this is going to sound a little crude, Joanna, so my sincere apologies, I don't mean it to be. But of course, with Beau being so young, it suggests to me that lockdown was quite a success for you.
Well, I'd say it was had highs and lows, to be honest, because obviously having Beau, I mean, it did make me laugh. I was in London the other day with James, and suddenly he became really prudish, because we were, he took me away for a couple of days for my birthday, and we were staying in the Ham Yard Hotel in London.
Nice.
And I literally didn't do anything. I just slept. All I did was sleep and eat. And then we were wheeling Beau around, because she came with us in the pram, and we were wheeling her around Soho. And then we got to the bit where there's all the alleyways, you know, and the sex shops and stuff. And I thought, come on, because I love walking around there, and it's just, you know, because it's just sort of like old London, and it's got personality. And he's like, we can't wheel a pram through there. I mean, we can't go around Soho and wheel a pram. And I was like, for goodness sake, why? He was like, there's all sex shops down there. And I said, well, that's how she was made. I mean, for goodness sake, what are you guys so blinking prudish about?
Yeah. Also, strong chance she's not going to remember it.
Well, I know. She's not going to remember, is she, that she's now walking past the tattoo parlour and there's all sorts going on in there. I don't think she's going to know.
No, she'll just see the lovely bright neons and think, yeah, colour, fabulous.
Yes, she will. But yeah, I mean, my gosh, lockdown. I think it was like 2 years ago when we first went into it. And I think about that first summer, and we were so lucky, weren't we, with the sun, and, you know, we luckily have a garden. So, I mean, we were, you know, very lucky. But then we had to experience all of the homeschooling, and that was just such hard work. So we sort of let that go by and just did lots and lots of baking. And I tried not to be an English or math teacher because, I mean, that was just so stressful. I realised I couldn't do a seven-year-old math. I don't know how they managed to do it. I can't do it. It's so stressful. So, yeah, there were good times, and then there were really tough, you know, bad times as well. But, you know, we got through it, and, you know, we're happy and we're healthy and we've got Beau now. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't too bad for us.
Amazing. Amazing. And along this journey as well, alongside acting, you have become, as I said in the intro, a very accomplished TV host. You know, you're now presenting The Pet Show alongside Dermot O'Leary. And, well, you look like you've been doing it forever.
Oh, well, I really enjoy doing it because I enjoy just being myself, and I'm really interested in people and finding out, you know, about their pets and their animals or their lives or what's happening with them. And I just find it really nice and relaxing. And I think being Welsh and from, you know, a family where all of the women were huge talkers, I've always loved to have a chat, and I just really enjoy it. I think I prefer it to acting because I don't have to learn any lines and I don't feel as stressed. And it's just nice meeting people and chatting away. And doing The Pet Show was so lovely. I mean, Dermot's brilliant to work with. We spent most of our time on that, either laughing in hysterics about stuff or crying because we were just so moved by all of the animals and the pets. But yeah, that's what I'd love to, you know, to carry on doing presenting and do more stuff because I really, really enjoy it. And it's nice at this age as well to just have the excitement of sort of starting another career and doing something new.
Yeah, no, it's really nice to see you doing so well at it. And it bodes well for the White Van future. You know,
if you can keep doing
excellent things, then the White Van's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Joanna, let's talk about the date tomorrow. I feel some pressure to say this. I'm slightly nervous in a good way, but it is Mother's Day. It's a day to celebrate mothers, our own mothers, the ladies we may be married to who are mothers to our children and so on. It's a lovely day of celebration that comes with a lot of pressure for dads and sons and daughters.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, a good breakfast in bed, if you start the day with that, then I think you're kind of sorted, to be honest, because that goes down incredibly well. Breakfast in bed and a bit of a lie-in. But Buzz Bingo have conducted research which finds that 27% of us take fewer than 2 photos a year with our mums.
Oh, no.
And I mean, I know. I hadn't really thought about that before. And then when I saw the research, I thought, well, to be honest with you, I hardly take any photos with my mum. And all of the photos that we do have with our mums, I mean, they're real treasured possessions. We, you know, we absolutely love them. And 44% of our mums just, you know, want to spend the day with their family and just capturing lovely memories together. And so I think about it, you know, me and my mum would be having an experience or we'll be going somewhere and we never take photos. And it's always the men that have the photos taken. So I'll take a photo of my husband or my dad or the group of everybody. And it's always me taking a nice photo. And then the dads never really think to take a photo of you with, you know, your children. So yeah, we would just never, you know, have any photos taken. Yeah, so Buzz Bingo want to show us how to treat our mums and our mother figures like royalty this year. So in their hall in Tooting, they're having a royal photographer who's going to take really lovely photos of you with your mums, which is lovely. And then also in all of the bingo halls, they're going to be giving out free Bucks Fizz, free chocolate, and then the chances to win fab prizes like lovely holidays and like a nice spa day. So I think that that's going to be definitely, you know, treating your mum like royalty.
I love the sound of this. I've got to say, this is a bit of a guilty confession here. I love a bit of bingo. I find it really fun.
Oh, I love bingo.
No, I shouldn't say that, but I find it really, really good fun.
You know, me and Mum went to bingo. We went to Buzz Bingo the other day and we played a game and it was so good. We had our little table. You know, you've got your drinks, you've got your food, you've got your bingo box, and then you've got your dabber. And then it's just so much fun. And you can have a chat and you're having a laugh and a gossip. But then you've also got the excitement, you know, of the bingo and seeing if you're going to win something. I absolutely love it. I still remember when I was in my 20s, because we used to go to bingo then, and I won £300 at bingo. And I remember I was with my then boyfriend and my mum and my dad, and I didn't share it with any of them. I just spent it all on myself. Can you believe how selfish that is?
That's the way to do it.
Terrible.
Your winnings. Hey, you had to go through a selfish phase. You were going to become a mum of four. So you
know, exactly.
You needed that. You needed that win. No, there's something amazing about the bingo. I think it's because it's kind of, because it's not about skill. So it takes the pressure off. You know, winning's just a bonus. The rest of it's kind of that kind of like, it's like going up a roller coaster before you go down it. It's that build up, that excitement of maybe. It's great. Yes. It's good fun.
Yes. And you've got to be honest. I mean, you can have a chat and a gossip, but you've still got to concentrate because you've got all of your books lined up and you've got to be fast and you've got to be listening. And it is, there's the excitement there. But then it's also, I feel like it's always so nice and homely and just, I love it because I'm there, you know, with my family and with my mum. And it's just a really nice day out. And it's just nice just to spend time together. You are doing something and you're having a laugh and it's exciting. But also you're sitting there, you know, dad's going and getting the food and you're getting a drink and you're sitting there chatting with mum and you're having a laugh. And it's just really lovely. I really enjoy it. And then also if you win something, well, that's an added bonus, isn't it?
It is. It's actually a really, really good idea because I always think, you know, my mum, obviously I'm very lucky. I do feel sorry for everyone else because my mum is the best in the world. So I have lucked out there. So I'm really, really fortunate in that sense. But I never quite know how to celebrate because, like you, I've got lots of kids, and then whenever I visit my mum, that time is diluted because there's so many children running around. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, completely. You don't get the chance to have a conversation, do you?
No.
I mean, you do not get the chance to finish a sentence, have a chat, because it's just all the children. And it's, I mean, that's why I think it's quite good at bingo, because you've got to be over 18 to get in. So I mean, when me and mum went out the other day, we didn't have any children talking. We could just spend some nice quality time, just me and her. So I mean, you know, that was fantastic. But yeah, when you are with the children, it's just like, it's just so full on all the time, and they want you, you know, they've got your attention and they want to play and they want to talk. So just going out and spending some nice time with your mum. I mean, 44% of mums say that they just want to spend time with their offspring. That's all they want to do for Mother's Day. So I think going to Buzz Bingo and just, you know, sitting there, having a couple of games together, having a drink and some food and having a lovely chat. And then also, you know, getting free Bucks Fizz and chocolate. Well, I mean, you know, that's right up my street. I think that sounds fantastic.
Results, 100%. No, and you're so right. You know, our mums love the grandchildren. Of course they do. But there's something about just having the time with your own kids, no matter how old you are. You and I are now very old, we will still always be our mum's little girl, little boy. And, you know, they want to hang out. You can't just, I only ever catch up with my mum over whilst I'm making a quick cup of tea in front of the rest of the kids. You know, she's suddenly distracted by none of this, none of that. And the other, you know, they all just want to play with her.
Yeah.
So I'll get maybe a minute and a half of catch up time.
Yes. Well, if you go to the bingo, I mean, go on buzzbingo.com and you can check out all of their different halls because they've got 91. And then the one in Tooting is where you can get a lovely photo taken with your mum as well. And then, go and check that out and you can have a really nice time together. And it's just capturing those memories, having a lovely photo and just spending some nice quality time together.
Love it. This is a brilliant idea. Thank you for this, Joanna. And how about in your own house? Obviously, you're four, can't go to the bingo with you. Are you expecting them to treat you somehow? Have you got any secret requests?
Oh, yes. I'm hoping a lion, breakfast in bed, and then probably a promise that they're not going to fight or attack each other through the day. And then my sons have decided to start doing like little spa day things for me. And so the other day, I think actually this was a ploy, so he didn't have to go to bed, but he said, instead of going to bed, you know, when they keep putting it off and off and off and off. And I was like, oh, please, can we just get into bed? Can we please just settle? And he said, well, mummy, can I do a little spa thing for you first? Because I think you need to relax. So I was like, okay, all right then. I will let you stay up a bit later for that. Tell me what you're planning. So he went into his bedroom and he put a huge big pillow for my head. And then he placed my legs up on another pillow. And then Noah, who's five, started massaging my shoulders. And then Kit, who's six, put cream on my feet. And Noah did massaging my feet.
Wow.
And I was just lying there thinking, okay, I'm quite prepared for you to be up later for about another 45 minutes to an hour if I can get it out of you. And then you can settle. So if I play my cards right, I might get a foot massage from the boys.
Well. That you've lucked in. I mean, a birthday and Mother's Day in the same week, you won't know what's hit you.
I know. Pretty good.
Joanna, look, thank you so much for your I have loved making friends with you today. It's been a real pleasure.
Yes, it's been lovely.
You have a wonderful... Look, we'll have to catch up before we turn 50. And
my goodness, we'll have to. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe. It's so funny because I've always looked so young. And I just said to my mum the other day, it's so weird that I'm going to be 50. I mean, in my head, I still feel like I'm about 23, 24.
Yeah, I'm in exactly the same space. 23, 24, that sweet spot. And what a time that was, hey.
I know. I wish I'd enjoyed it more now. I mean, you look back and think, what on earth did you ever worry about things for? Or, I mean, you're in the prime of your life, you're having a whale of a time, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, yeah, because then suddenly it just catches up with you and everything seems to now be going so fast. You know, it's everything just seems to be flying by and we're going to be at Christmas time in no time at all. I genuinely started to feel Christmassy the other day. I don't know what it was. No. It was the smell of a candle. It was something. And I suddenly thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting excited about Christmas.
And it'll be here in no time. That's the horror. It's March. Will. It'll be next week. You know, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you before you're 50 while we're still young-ish enough to get away with it. How does that sound?
Yes, that sounds very good. Yes, but we're still relatively young before we turn the big 5-0.
Amazing. It's a date. Joanna, thank you so much. I really look forward to it and I've loved our chat. Thank you very much indeed.
The Andy J Podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.